Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for Angela.
Talk with Angela Butler. I am Angela Butler. Today the interview is with Mr. Moody Black. Mr. Moody Black is a poet. He writes books also, among other things. He is really going to be a treat today. For all of you who listen to Show Talk with Angela Butler, you're really going to love Mr. Moody Black. Not only is he a poet, he's a rap artist in a way, and just all sorts of things. He performs at schools and universities. He's a TEDx performer. I mean, it's so much. He's the GANSPA National Awards Best Male Poet 2017, Best Male Poet of South Carolina 2016, National Poetry Awards, Best Host of a Spoken Word Venue, Poetry Workshop Facility, so much. Spoken word performer for events, schools, and universities. All right, everyone. Without much more delay, this is Moody Black. How are you doing this morning, sir?
I'm wonderful, wonderful. How are you doing, sister?
I'm doing all right, doing all right. Glad to have you on Show Talk with Angela Butler.
I'm honored and humbled to be here. I'm sitting here on my porch puffing a Cuban class cigar in San Jose. No, I'm just kidding. I'm in South Carolina. I'm in a beautiful South Carolina. The sky's blue, the trees are green.
Oh, yes. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I'm so happy you could come on this morning. I wasn't certain you would be able to because it's Labor Day.
I ain't doing that. I'm probably cleaning and lighting and stuff, so I'm good.
All right.
I might go swimming in the pool somewhere.
Pool? Oh, okay. You swim. Oh gosh!
Oh no, I don't swim. I sit in the pool. I just sit in the pretend I can
you
swim.
Sit in the pool.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. So, you were the National Portrait Awards Best Host of a Spoken Word Venue. You also were Portrait Slam Master and Coach. Would you like to talk about yourself? I'd appreciate it if you would.
For you, I would do that. I usually don't toot my own horn, but toot, toot. I'm going to do a little something. 2015, the National
Toot.
Yeah, right? Toot, toot. In 2015, the National Poetry Awards awarded me and my co-host Best Host of an open mic venue. And our venue actually won the Best Open Mic Venue in the nation as well. In Greenville, South Carolina, Coffee Underground, we have the Say What Open Mic and Slam. As far as I coach a slam team, and those who are not familiar with Poetry Slam, it's the competitive side of it, where there's random judges selected out of the audience, and there's teams of poets going four rounds. You send different poets each round, or I send a group of poets to do one poem. And I've been coaching for a long time. I actually took 2015 off when I came back 2016. We've just been doing real well. We regional competitions. We've been top 10, well, actually top 4 past 3 years. National competitions, we've been top 10. This year, we just got back from Chicago, Illinois for the Nationals. And we ranked 5th out of 72 teams of poets. And just by me coaching and performing as well.
Oh, wonderful. So you have a group of people that perform. Wonderful.
Yeah, I coach them. Yeah, yeah. It's actually like a sport. Like I have a team of me and four other individuals. Yeah, we work on our individual pieces. We have group poems that we write, and I kind of script it out. It's almost like you're performing a play, but you're doing a poem. You kind of give lines in the poem, and we all write lines, and I put it together, and we say lines together. We have individual lines, and yeah, I kind of just try to make it unique as possible. And
well, tell everyone about being a two-time TEDx performer.
Oh, man. It's a beautiful experience. Those who are not familiar with TEDx, it's really, really big. It started like in the late 80s, early 90s type deal, but it's grown to be a worldwide phenomenon. And these two gentlemen really met on the plane, and they started sharing ideas about technology and education and the arts, and they decided to make a huge forum where people could share their ideas and perform. And it started in California, but now it's really global, and the brand is really, really big, and you got to apply to even get a chance to perform or share your ideas, because it's a mixture of people, artists, educators, and people who are involved in technology. They got like 12 minutes to share what they got going on and their vision and whatever they're doing. And I had the honor a couple of times, especially this year, to really talk about mental illness, depression, and my purpose for writing, and to inspire others, those who may be undergoing any kind of depression, stuff like that. So I share my story a little bit, not perform the poem. It's on YouTube. The video's on YouTube.
YouTube? Okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever been on BET or performed in a concert? I know it says Trey Songz. You opened for him?
No, I haven't been on BET. I would love to be on BET, MTV. I would love to be on every form, every platform that I could be on. And I'm putting it out there to put that law of attraction. I want to speak into existence. I want to be on BET. But Trey Songz came to Greenville, South Carolina, and the promoters, me and my wife at the time, my ex-wife, we had a lot of group pieces. We performed and opened up for Trey Songz and did some poetry and songs. And it was a cool experience. I didn't get to really connect with the brother. We kind of like waved and kept pushing and got a lot of great responses for opening up. We really did a great job, and you know, people kind of acknowledged that. So it was a good experience to be able to do that and rock a crowd for 2,000 to 3,000 people, you know. It's a great,
wow.
great feeling.
Wow. Moody Black. So you also event coordinator and host and for the 22nd annual Southern Fried Poetry Slam.
Yeah. Southern Fried is a regional competition. Every region has huge poetry competitions or poetry slams. And you have to put a bid in, have it in your city. So the Southeast Regionals is called Southern Fried. And we actually tried for 2013. We didn't get it. But for 2014, we won the bid to host it here in Greenville, South Carolina. And me and my team, in my opinion, put one of the best ones. And, I think it's the 27th year now. But at that time, I think we put on a great show. It's a week-long event. We have 32 teams of poets across the Southeast and sometimes beyond. Come to compete. It's a 4-day event, and we're doing workshops and stuff during the day by different poets and educators. Then at night, we have the competitions, and later on in the night, we have open mics, you know, where people just come in and share this stuff. We have an after party. It's a real huge event, and it's really a space to Southeast Southern Fried. It's really like a down-home Southern family reunion of poets.
Wonderful. So, you're also a poetry workshop facilitator.
Yeah. I get hired. People hire me to either do
poetry, words.
Yeah.
Speaking.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So people hire me I can come in, do individual. I can do one-on-one workshops to help people improve their writing and performances. And I do group workshops. People hire me to speak their group. I also do, I'm a part of this initiative called Smart Arts. I'm a teaching artist where the Arts Council here will pair me up with a teacher, and I have a way to implement poetry in the curriculum. Say, for instance, they're doing the Civil Rights Movement. Well, we'll do a poetry activity that whole week involving that, and we're trying to integrate that with the poetry and have the kids write their own original poems pertaining to whatever subject, and they perform on the last day.
Okay. All right. Okay, well, a lot of success.
Thank you, thank you, sister. I appreciate that.
You have a lot to be proud of.
I think so.
Yeah,
I'm proud of myself.
You should be. Yeah, you should be very talented, successful.
Thank you, sister.
At what you are doing. Yeah.
What makes it work is people like you who offer us a platform to share what we're doing. So I thank you for doing what you're doing.
You're welcome. I'm glad I invited you to come on to talk and speak and let people know about you. Do you have an email address that people could contact you if they were interested in their children involved or themselves involved in what you are doing?
Or a
university or school wanted you to speak? You have contact information?
Of course. My main thing I ship people to is my website is www.iammoodyblack.com. I make it real simple. Iammoodyblack.com. No special spellings. It is what it is. I am Moody Black. And that is for every form of social media. If you want to hit me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and my email is iammoodyblack@gmail. You know, so either way, you kind of find me, type in I am Moody Black, you'll find me any kind of way. But the best way is to go to my email and then go to my website, and it could direct you to how to properly book me and have all my information there. So, yeah, please contact me. I love what I do, and I'm very energetic, especially when I work with young people. I'll go to the universities and stuff. I have a great time. I just recently, this spring.
I was going to say that this is art. What you are doing is art, a form of art. It should have been a lot of curriculum.
Oh, yeah, of course. And that's what I'm really trying to get to. I hate the word try. I'm working to get everywhere. I want to be global, my brand to be global, because I really believe and know in my product and what I'm doing and my services that is really energetic, it's exciting, and it allows people opportunity to express themselves. I work to get young people who never thought about writing a poem, or even older people to write, to have a way to express their feelings through this art form. So I'm a one-man band. I mean, I have a team of people who do the best they can when they have time, but I spend my days on, like I mentioned, on LinkedIn, I'm on Facebook. I'm working to connect with people to get me out there, you know, so I want to make it worldwide. Hire me. This is my passion, and I believe people should be doing what they're passionate about. You know, get paid to do what you love. That's my philosophy.
Yes, and if you're one of those people who get paid for what you love to do, then you are blessed. You're like a triple threat. It's someone like you who can write, spoken word, public speaking, poems that's been published in anthologies. Can teach people about poetry, can perform at concerts, win awards and make a living at it. You're blessed. So that means you're a triple threat.
I appreciate that, sis. Appreciate that.
In a good way.
Yes.
You're a triple threat in a positive way. Yes. You're a positive
indeed.
Black man. You really are.
Well,
positive.
I'm working on me. I'm working on me.
Working on you. Well, you sound very positive to me. And your actions are positive.
Well, thank you, sister. I appreciate that. That's my goal. I want to be a better version of me these days, so that's what I do.
All right. So my first interest in you was about a year ago. You were writing a book, and you were inviting people to put things in your book. It was about black men. It had something to do with positivity. Would you like to speak on that?
Well, it's something I guess I'm still working on, to just have people to, you know, put their input of their page of their life or their lives in something where everybody can read from it and learn something about who we are, you know, especially as black men of African descent, to people kind of really open up and see what's inside of us, you know, because there's so much of a stigma placed on black men that they don't really see the layers, you know what I'm saying? Because it's challenging. I think it's really challenging to really be a black man in this day and age, because we're trapped into fitting the mold of being what a man's supposed to be, but yet we're challenged to express ourselves, or we get challenged to do so. Like, we're not supposed to have emotions and feelings. Or then we also train to not even be able to express those things. So it's a challenge, but to see us in a way that is vulnerable, you know, I think it's very necessary that, you know, we're human too.
Of course black men are human. I have black brothers, black fathers, black stepfathers. I mean, so of course, I know that as a black woman, as a sister, I mean, as a grandmother, I know about black men. And that's what I don't understand, what I don't like, I understand about America. I mean, I don't like the killings, of course. As a black woman, that's one of the reasons I started Show Talk with Angela Butler. I had the Angela Butler Show with Miss Tracy in 2012. And then Show Talk with Angela Butler. And I just couldn't stand it. I had to speak out. I had to say something about the killing, not just the black men, but the black women also.
Right.
And
the
incarceration of black men and women. All of them there do not deserve to be there.
Right.
They're in prison. What is, in your opinion, to me, the laws on mass, the laws are too stringent, they're too strict, and they're wrong. They excessively target black men and women.
Of course. I agree totally.
So what do you tell the young men and women when you talk to them? Do you ever bring up police brutality or anything like that? Does any of your curriculum have anything about how to talk to the police?
I do a lot of my poems. I speak through my poems, and one of my poems that I do a lot the past year is on my last CD, not my new one, but I have a poem called So We're Marching, and it talks about all the deaths of our young black men, but I tell it from a personal story. The poem starts off talking about my daughter and my son, my younger daughter and my younger son, and how close they are, and that we were hanging out one day in downtown, and this what happened. They were having a march, you know, dedicated to the deaths of Alton Sterling and Philando Castile. So it was an opportunity. I had to educate my kids about it, but I did it. I told the story poetically about sharing that with them about why these people are marching. But at the same time, we're still marching, and it's all we've been doing. And to I guess, think about, you know, what kind of action do we really need to take? You know, marching is cool, but we're still dying. And I even mentioned in the poem that we've been marching since 1942, and our shoes are tired. You know what I'm saying? So just open up the eyes to open up conversation about it. So when I go to the schools and stuff, when I perform that poem, we have some dialogue about it. But, you know, right now we still don't have a concrete solution. You know, we have preparation for our mind to say, or to be cognitive that these things are happening. Things are going on. Okay, we need to be careful and watch what we say and do before we, you know, something bad happens, especially dealing with the police and how we interact with them. So it opens up a lot of dialogue. So I do have
so
forms for that.
The murder part is the worst, but there's all different types. It's employment discrimination. So I've had to assume about employment discrimination and having a disability also, and being a black female and having a disability. I've had to assume. One job only gave me a 50-cent pay raise in 38 months, 5 cents a year.
Wow.
So, you know, there's other types of discrimination, but killing
indeed
is the worst. There's discrimination, medical, but murder is the first one. And the second worst one is framing people, and excessively crowding the prisons with black people.
Right. This is business. It's a big business. You know, they make money off of that, so. Where I don't think no prison past 50, 60 years live up to its creed of rehabilitation, because that's what it's supposed to be about. Nah, it's about packing out the cells and making money. You know.
Yeah, people have
It's not really a focus on reforming the criminal, or rehabilitated.
Yeah, and I was real sad to know that Sir Michael Jordan had invested in a prison in the stock market. I was real sad to know that.
I didn't know that either. Wow,
you,
that's crazy.
Yes. Well, I was always a fan. You know, I'm from the '80s. I don't know what time period you grew up. I was born in 1970. So
I was born in '73.
I grew up.
I'm with you.
Yes, sir. Watching Mr. Michael Jordan on TV. You know, I never got to see him in person. I bought Mike Jordans when I got my little job. I went out and bought Jordans, Nikes and stuff.
Really?
Air Jordans. And in my 20s, I was still buying stuff, till the bills started coming on me and coming in.
Right.
I didn't have to purchase them as much. But, you know, yeah, I was always a fan, even though he didn't. Too old to play, but yeah, I was disappointed. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So I don't purchase his brand anymore. But what's next besides going worldwide? I mean, I hope you're able to do that. Are you making progress that way?
I'm working hard to do that, honey. I promise I am. But my ultimate goal is to, you know, of course, travel the world and share my message, share my visions and art. But to really get to a point where I can relax a little more and spend time with my family, you know, that being able to do this requires a lot of sacrifices and challenges, and hope, you know, that there's understanding with the family, my children, to know that this goal is gonna pay off in the big picture. So to reward them for their sacrifices, you know, their time missed, I just really do a lot more. Yes.
I know.
I'm a father and a new grandfather. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I want to get to a point where I can sit back, you know, look at the family and just sit back and let them enjoy life, you know, and set them up where they wouldn't have to really have all the challenges. Now, I still want them to work for it, and I want them to still earn whatever they get in life, but pass down generational wealth. That's my goal, to do that.
Okay. All right. I wish you success with that. I wish you a lot of success with that, with everything that you're doing. I think it's great what you are doing, and I hope you don't stop, and I hope you make, I hope you're blessed in everything that you do.
Thank you.
Really,
I appreciate that, sis. Appreciate that.
And keep working on your book. Hopefully you'll get it out there. Hopefully you'll finish it in God's time.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much.
Okay. So is there anything you'd like to add, Moody Black? Are there any books or any public speaking? Anyone can
my new CD is out. I do have a new CD out. It's called The Uncovering Part 2. It is available on iTunes for download. You can listen to it on Spotify, on Tidal, Google Play, every streaming services that's out there. My tracks are on that. And I have videos on YouTube as well, not just my poetry videos. I have a couple of hip-hop videos, very positive, very conscious, just talking about just life. Excuse me. Then I have what's called On the Ground Moody Black. It's a little small series where I travel and I talk to different people. They'll talk about my performance after a show. I interview business people, business owners. So please, y'all, follow me on YouTube, subscribe to my channel, and get a variety of things that's going on with me and my vision and other people's visions as well. But, download the CD. It is dope. It is awesome. Got beats, poems, songs. Yeah, so you can ride your car and bump to.
Where can it be downloaded from?
You can go to iTunes. You can download it on iTunes. Yeah, you can go to iTunes. You type in Moody Black. Yeah, go to iTunes. You can Google it. I'll just send you to the link. Or just type in iTunes.com. Once you get there, they have a search engine. Just type in Moody Black. And all my discography, all my work is on there. You can download new stuff and old stuff.
Yes, sir. Okay, what about, and you have books too, don't you, poetry books?
Well, like I said, I have the one I'm working on. I've been published in several books. It's out there in anthologies, but I'm still working on my books to come out. I've also been writing some short films. I have one fully filmed working on the past 5 years, so I'm working on that. So just as far as the art's concerned, I'm always busy in that. I draw and paint. That's like my first God-given talent was to draw and paint. And I picked up poetry later on, do photography. So I have anything related to art except singing. I got to work on that. But my service is offer hire for all those aspects of the art. You know, and I was just born to be an artist.
And you're talented and you're worth the money. You're definitely
thank
worth
you.
The money.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Definitely worth it. So don't think you're not worth the money, because you are. Everyone, you'll be getting a treat. You will be getting a treat, a real treat, if you have Mooney Black. And that's his pen name. So,
All right.
So I wish you the best, and I hope you come back on again. And maybe you can bring some of your 18-year-old students on who are of age, and maybe they could do a little show.
Okay, yeah, I'd be honored to do that. I'll pass it on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay, so I look forward to having you back maybe in a week or two.
Hey, let me know. I'll be happy to come back.
Yeah, and maybe you could bring a few students who are 18 years old, and they could do the little poem thing that you were talking about, the rhyming.
Okay.
And maybe you do a quick one. A quick one.
Okay, you want me to do one today? Today? You want me to do a rhyme or poem?
Okay. All right.
I mean, which one you want me to do?
You want me to do
a rhyme? Oh.
Yeah.
I do a poem. I do a verse of a poem. How about that?
Go ahead.
Okay. All right.
Tell me what you do.
This for the poets that go place to place and not make a penny. Hoping somebody give one for their thoughts, because thoughts are all that poets have to give. So you hope that somebody would at least give you something, especially after the landlord hands you an eviction notice. So after stressing, you flip that piece of paper over, scribble some lines, and 9 times out of 10 you keep it. Because you have to deal with both sides of that paper. Now, one side of that paper is a date. You got to have all your stuff out of that house. But on the other side is a poem. And not just any poem, but a poem to become the soundtrack to your sanity. Instead of having a nervous breakdown, you broke down your struggles with a pen and sick your sadness and sorrows with a stanza or sonnet in hopes to make tomorrow a better day. Some say you better pray, because having the stress can prey on your soul. So pour out your soul to a soul that will listen. Go in place to place, empty out your soul, and sometimes leave empty pockets, but you want to trade in that therapy session that some people call citing a poem for anything. And that moment is priceless.
Beautiful. All right. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you for coming.
You're
Black,
welcome.
Everyone. Yes, sir. You have a great day.
You too, sister. Thank you so much. Thank you.